stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Tuesday, March 6th, folks. We're back in the studio live.
Yeah, we are.
Hi, Brigetta.
Nice. Didn't you have a great weekend? I'm jealous.
Did. Why?
Because you got to go to Vegas.
I did get to go to Vegas. That's true. That's why we went on the air yesterday. I decided I was going to take 3 days, believe
you
it or not.
You played hooky.
I did. But it was all worth it. You know, I needed to get away for a little bit.
I hear ya. You know? Did you gamble?
I only gambled on the machines and the penny slots. I'm not a gambler. I really am not. And I realized why. I was playing against the machine and it was beating my ass every time. You know, the blackjack and poker machine.
Yeah, I hear you.
Yeah. And, you know, quite frankly, you know, with minimums of $50 a table, I don't have that kind of money.
Well, that's when you play Lady Luck like I do.
Yeah.
You stand there with a bunch of girls looking all sexy. Uh-huh. And then you're like, hi, I'll be your Lady Luck. And you play that game. And they're so wasted. You got to go at like 3 a.m.
Right.
And they're so wasted they don't know and they give you money.
Really?
And in Vegas, once they hand you money, you don't have to hand it back.
Really?
So that's how you got to play.
You know all the ways,
I
God
can teach
it.
You that way.
Yes, you can.
I used to be really bad. I've been good recently.
Really?
Recently. Uh-huh. But I used to be really bad.
Really?
Yeah, I used to come back with like a couple $1,000.
Are you
like,
serious?
I'm so serious.
Wow.
Yeah, it was pretty great. I was like, let's go to Vegas, make some money. What? Play the tables.
I guess it would work, you know?
It's a good scheme.
Yeah.
It is.
When did you do it? Like a few years ago?
Probably like 4 years ago.
Wow.
It was like the last, well, I don't know, maybe I played a little bit last year. It depends. If you get me drunk, I'll do anything. I'm like, all right, cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I got to tell you, there were a lot of hot chicks out there. You know, I mean, it's like just amazing.
I am sure.
Yeah.
I'm sure it was Bikini Haven this weekend because it was nice out, right?
It was very nice, but I didn't go by the pool, so I don't know that. But as far as like nightlife there, you know. And we were staying at the Encore, which is really, really cool.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they had like suites there and everything.
Yeah.
So, so we had this little invitation that included the show, Le Rev, and that's a Cirque du Soleil show.
Oh, yeah. How was it?
It was just amazing. The whole show is on water.
Really?
And yeah. And, you know, just like with any Cirque du Soleil, you watch this and you go, how can they possibly do this? You know, I mean, how can human beings do this? And they
very
do.
Very flexible.
Yeah.
I was like staring like, really?
And strong, too. You know?
Yeah.
You have to be very strong. And sometimes you're surprised because the women have a lot of upper body strength, which women are not really known for.
Yeah, I couldn't do it. I'm all legs.
Yeah.
I would just be hanging upside down the whole damn time.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, yeah, this works. I'll spin around.
And they were spinning around a lot, too.
Yeah. Oh, and the thing is, too, is when you have upper body strength, you lose your boobs.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't notice that.
You do because, like, it's all muscle and then you have, like, no tits. I'd rather have tits than...
You'd rather have tits.
Yeah.
Okay, I'd rather you have tits, too.
Thanks. I appreciate it.
So you can look like a woman.
The things that are in Brigetta's head, they make you go,
Yeah, they do make you go,
But I'm serious. Like, these are things I think about. Like, I start that, I'm like, that's really cool, but you look like a dude.
Yeah.
Like, that's just, it's not so hot.
No, you're right. So there's a lot of stories in Vegas. You know, we don't really have much time because we have a couple of great a couple of special guests in the studio, and we're going to get to them in just a minute. How was your weekend?
It was fun. I went hiking Escondido Falls, which is really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a cool trail, and everyone's on the trail, and I decided, this is so lame.
Right.
I'm going off the trail. So I went off the trail, and I kind of like hiked and did my own climb, because it was like, you could climb, like, they have like a rope you can hang on to, and I'm like, oh, no, that's for pussies. I'm not doing that. Like, have fun over there. I'm going to like go and really climb over here. So, I climbed up the waterfall, and it was cool, but it was like, there was a point where I was like, shit, what am I getting myself into? Really? I looked down and I'm like, yeah, that was stupid. Because I wasn't really sure what was over the other side.
Right.
I started thinking, like, maybe I should have, like, Googled this. No one else is up here. This is pretty stupid. And then there's, like, a guy below me. I'm like, oh, I got to impress. Like, I can't look like a person now. I got to keep going. So I kept going, and, like, I was shimmying up, and it was really slippery near the falls. So I was like, shit. But I did it. I'm alive. I didn't get hurt this time.
Well, I'm glad to hear
I mean, I have, like, scratches on my arms from, like, you know, yeah. climbing on and, like, shaming up. There was a cave up there, which was really cool.
Really?
Yeah. So I, like, wow. climbed in the cave and up through the cave and then, like, over. And
wow.
then I just kind of
really
slid all the way down.
I really had to check it out, you know?
Yeah.
When I lived in South Africa, we used to go for trips that were just amazing.
I can
and
imagine.
A lot of trails, you know, streams, falls,
yeah.
things like that. So I really like that, you mm-hmm. know, and I miss that. So I'm going to check out this this place that you went to.
It's cool. The waterfall yeah. is like, I guess it's like 50 feet, mm-hmm. Maybe more than that, actually. But, I mean, it's like drizzling because it's not really like there's no water in LA.
Yeah.
But it's like, it was cool. It was really cool to see. And there was like a pond. I guess at one point it was like 8 feet deep. I think now it's like 4 feet.
Really?
I got in it a little bit.
Wow.
Yeah. So we went with a group of like 20 of us.
Wow.
So it was pretty cool.
That's fun.
Yeah.
yeah. Going with a lot of people is fun.
Yeah. And then went out and ate afterwards and got drinks and it was fun. I'm still not drinking right now,
yeah,
which is really
that's
crazy.
True. It's amazing.
I know. But I'm insane anyway, so
yeah.
it all works.
So you had a little drink?
No, I didn't.
Oh, you didn't?
I didn't.
Well,
but
I'm proud of you.
You know what's going to be scary is that yeah. I'm on Guy Talk Radio again this Wednesday.
Right.
And Chrome's coming in again.
Oh.
You know what happened last
they
time
drink.
Is I got all crazy. yeah, so it'll be interesting. He's bringing
indeed,
me tequila. I think I might have to get
then maybe it's not a good idea for you to go on the show this week. Maybe just yeah. wait until after the race or something.
Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
I know. For all those out there that don't remember,
yeah,
I
you
am
worked
racing.
Really hard.
I
right?
know. I'm training for a marathon that's in like 2 weeks. God, it's in like 2 weeks.
Right.
FML. Fuck my life. oh my God. So I have that, and then I have the reality rally in April.
Right.
So it's just a lot going on. So I just yeah. gave up booze for a bit because I was drinking a lot. I was being yeah. retarded. But then I've got 6 girlfriends coming in next week.
Wow.
That from all over the U.S. So yeah. it's kind of gonna be insane. It's gonna be. We're gonna have a slumber party. Yeah. Imagine that, fellas. Listen
oh,
to that.
Oh wow. Mm-hmm. Wow. Slumber party. My God.
Exactly. And these are girls that get crazy with me. So I haven't seen them in a long time. It's going to be great.
Wow.
Yeah.
It'll be cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, let's bring in our guests right now because they can't wait. They're really excited to get on the microphone. Good morning, guys.
Oh, good morning.
Okay.
Man.
So we have Mr. Siggy Jackson in the studio.
Hello,
welcome.
Everybody. How's everything going?
Good. And Peter
man.
Marine, of course.
What's happening? So many times I wanted to jump in and just say something.
Yeah.
yeah.
Well, now it's your chance.
Well, I mean, you know, from the Vegas and gambling and
yeah,
you
where
know,
do
just,
we start?
Yeah, well, I guess we'll start off on I guess the comment is well, the reason why you weren't getting any money on the slot machines, you have to follow the old people around.
Well,
yeah.
that's true. Well, I was
they,
gonna say the lady
there.
Luck is not gonna work for
yeah.
Sam. I don't
yeah.
see
yeah. him yeah,
being
bro.
Drunk enough to hand Sam all his money.
Yeah, no. And I don't mind being Lady Luck, you know what I mean? But I might take the money and run.
Yeah. Exactly.
But you gotta follow yeah. the old people. You basically sit behind an old lady that's been there for 8 hours. And when she gets her old butt up, that's when you sit down and put the quarter in,
right.
and you win.
But that's in the slot machine. I play
yeah.
the poker machines. Yeah, that doesn't happen there. I don't know.
Man, you can.
I don't know. Exactly.
I don't know. I mean, the best thing I heard was, I mean, following B up a waterfall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I wouldn't be looking at the sights except for what was up under me.
No, I want to get to the slumber party.
That's what I was gonna say. Look, I'll be your home girl.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be over there, girlfriend.
Just imagine what's gonna be happening.
Can I dress you up? That's all I'm saying.
You girls are going to just be sitting around brushing each other's hair, talking about boys.
You can dress me up as long as y'all undress me afterwards.
Yeah.
Say, as long as you undress me, I'm fine.
Okay.
Say, when the lights go out, don't mind that. Oh, was that your hand? Whose hand was that?
What's that poking me from behind? Wait, I'm just kidding.
Say, I don't know if you've seen her, guys, but I'm ready to bring a bunch of alcohol to this thing. Yes.
Yeah, we should have told you
I want to meet your friends.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
So, Peter, what about the slumber party now? You wanted to say something about
Peter's
that?
Not invited.
Yeah. I can't go, man. I'm going.
I'm going to the slumber party. You know what I mean?
Yeah. What about you, Siggy? You're not attached right now, huh? smartly so.
Attached
for the moment, depends for the day, you
exactly.
know what I mean?
Copy that.
Nothing personal. We can have fun, if you know what I mean.
I do know what you mean.
You would say, what happens in Vegas really. Stays in Vegas.
Exactly. Yeah.
My woman's yeah. probably listening. I love you, honey.
That's what I'm yeah. saying. I'm like, are they listening right yeah, now? You might want to rewind that.
Yeah, Peter's totally not into the slumber party.
they always wonder why I keep
I'm
a motorcycle.
Into it, just, you know. I got to live vicariously through one of you guys, you know.
Well, they always wonder that, Pete. You know, they always wonder why I keep a motorcycle. It's because, you know, I'm waiting for that Vegas commercial to show up. You know, the... It was so hard to find you. And all you're going to see is my bike taking off down the street. Like, wrong address. I'm out the damn way.
Yeah.
Oh, goodness, man.
That's hilarious.
But, yeah. Everything has been great, though, man. I love it, man. Sitting here in the morning, finally get to get on your show.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You
know what I mean?
So everybody, yep. tune in. Turn your radio up, man. And take a listen.
Yeah.
You're sitting here with a cool cat and a beautiful woman sitting
aww,
here.
Cool.
Thank you.
And everybody, listen to their show. They're coming up right after us today. On the Jackson Truth Radio show, Tuesday at 11.
Sex and so, Man Eyes.
Yes. Stay tuned. They've got a great, awesome show.
Oh, man. Yeah. So you're training for this marathon,
I
huh?
am.
Yeah,
I know.
I can tell.
Yeah,
you know?
Can
my
you?
Eyes are slanted.
Underneath all my
Yeah, see, I'm part Korean, so I got wide vision.
So, oh, you know, I like that. That's
see
a good
right
one.
In the middle. Yeah, I got yeah, wide yeah. vision.
That's
yeah.
a good one.
Have you actually run 26 miles yet? I mean, that's...
It's intense, I know. Yeah. I do a lot of different marathons and whatnot, a lot of yeah. half marathons more right. so. But I did a thing last year, the mud run, which was intense.
Oh, that's a mud run.
Yeah. yeah, but I
so
came
so where's
in,
the hot oil run?
Right? Oh, that would be really fun. Yeah. And you're fun,
they would
too.
Come. They would come out.
They would come out. We could do a huge charity thing, oil
I'll
run.
I'll come for the mud run, too. I'm carrying the hose.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You can hose us up at the end.
Oil run?
Hey, we need it.
We're talking about oil wrestling.
Hey, I've done mud wrestling before yeah. in the past. I did, and I did really? Margarita wrestling. It was for charity. I do everything for charity.
Hold on, yeah. let me go get this mud pit real quick. I'll be right back. You know what I mean? But I'm curious, so when it comes to this marathon, so basically yeah. it's just run till you puke and run some more?
Pretty much. Pretty much. That's kind of how it goes, yeah.
That's bad.
I don't even know, like, when I'm doing it, I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? And
so I gotta
like,
ask, was Forrest Gump lying?
Oh, which part?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Say he said I just like to run.
Oh yeah, that's true. He did do
yeah.
that.
I can't
yeah.
run like that. Say I'd have to cheat. I'd be like, yeah, let me run. I made a right here. Let me catch the taxi cab real quick. Let me off around the corner. I'm a duck into this race. It would be bad.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
It's kind of what we did. Like I have the reality rally coming up, which is it's like over 100. Reality stars racing for breast cancer, which is really cool.
Well, that's always a good cause.
Yeah, and it's the amazing, we do the amazing race, and we do it all around Temecula. And what they do is, like, they have regular people bid on us. So, like, there'd be, like, four to a team. So, they have three people that'll bid on one of the reality stars, and, like, it goes in order how much you donate to, like, what order, you know, whoever you get. Cool. And so, yeah. So I like to play dirty because when you put a bunch of reality stars, I mean, come on. We're all on TV for a reason, right? We're all kind of crazy, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So when you shove us all in a race, we're not going to play right. I mean, we do.
Shit's going to happen.
Shit did happen.
You know, and, well, we were sitting there. I was listening to the part. You're like, well, I don't want to get all buff. I don't want to lose my boobies. Well, you know what? I don't want women to lose their boobies either.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Exactly.
I mean, nothing.
We're
personal.
Sympathizers of movie.
Yeah.
Well, we had to watch American Gladiators for a few years, ooh. And I'm sorry. Some yeah. of those girls' boobs, it was all nipple,
right?
man.
See?
It was all nipple.
It's like, where did their tit go? You know what I mean? Like, what? You kind of
know.
It's
not attractive.
No.
I'm
so
a
don't
boobie man.
The muscle, huh?
Don't. I mean, you can work out and do push-ups and
right.
stuff because it makes your boobies actually like lift and look better.
Mm.
But
can
I mean,
do that
you
again?
Do it too much. Lift and look better.
She's showing us the lift.
What?
But you know what? To be real honest, I don't care if you're wearing walnuts. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
As long as there's a boob there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Some nipple, as long as they're yours, it's all good.
Right. See? I mean, yeah. Are you guys a boob man? Or do you guys like prefer tits
like,
over ass or ass over tits?
I'm more of a vagina man.
I was going to say, yeah. I'm more
there you
of,
go. You see,
I like the tunnel.
Peter's my kind of guy.
I have to say, the top is more of like the icing on the cake,
right.
but you still have to have the dough in the cake.
Yeah.
You got to have a place to park the car. You know
there
right?
you go.
Make a
so,
deposit. Yeah.
Yeah.
God.
Well, since not to be funny, I mean,
right.
I love boobies, but we could get barcode boobies now. You can scan them.
Barcode boobies?
Yeah. I call them barcode boobies. Those are fake boobs.
Okay, I got you. AI.
Silicones. They got a barcode. Yeah. You beep beep. That'd be $1,500 for the left. Beep beep. $1,500 for the right. You know
that
what I mean?
That is hilarious.
I love it. So I mean, you know, those are some we can change. Yeah, yeah. You know what? This week, baby, I want you to be an A cup. Next week, maybe a D cup. And then the next week after that, I don't want to see anything but tits off the side of my bike. When you're on the back of me, I just want boobs sitting off each side.
Oh my God, I love it.
You don't have to break 80. You know
see what
I mean?
I deal with on my show?
I know.
On his show.
Oh, hilarious.
I'm talking, man, I want like the Easy Rider cartoon. Yeah. I want the girl on the back of the bike with her boobs hanging off the side. Like, for some reason, baby, we can't break 80 miles an hour. You know what I mean? Just flopping in the wind.
You can't even look in like your mirrors because the tits are overtaking it.
I love it. I love it. It's all good. Like I said, I don't care what you got, show them off.
There you go.
Yeah.
And to all the people out there actually going through breast cancer, I know that is something that affects everybody, and you can't, so to say, you can't really catch it, and sometimes it's late. So to everybody going out there, hey, stay strong. You're still beautiful people, and anybody who's only worried about your boobs, anybody who's only worried about them, you shouldn't worry about them at all. They're not worried. Yeah. Come to me.
Right,
I'll worry about your breasts.
I'll take care of you.
Yes. See, I got free $5.99 breast rubs for free. $5.99 for
massage.
Free. Yeah. Free $5.99 all day.
And they can get fake boobs after a year, after they've been clear a year. So, that's what I've heard.
That's so you have to actually, I guess, just wait to see.
Yeah, make
how
sure
it goes.
It's all gone, and then you can get boobs. Because I have a lot of friends. Like, I don't know what it is. I'm grew up in outside of Baltimore. I don't know what it is there. Maybe it's in the water. I don't know. It's all the damn crab we eat. I have no idea. But everyone, a lot of people have breast cancer there. It's like it's crazy.
Wow.
I know, but no, it's really crazy. And so like I've learned a lot about it because I have so many friends or friends' parents that have gone through it, and they're like just go and get fake boobs after a year, and then they're good. They have to make sure it's gone, and then they can get boobies.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know. Crazy.
Okay. So
barcode boobies.
When is the event?
The Reality Rally, I think it's April 14th, 15th, and 16th. It's a weekend. And actually, I need to raise $400 by Friday. So all y'all out there who are too cheap to donate at least $5 or $10, you know what? I'm deleting you from my Facebook. I'm deleting you from Twitter.
What a way to raise money.
Tweet it to us, and we'll talk about it on our show,
thank
too.
You guys.
I tell you what, how about we do a hot oil wrestling match?
You know what? I'd be down
raise
for
some
that.
Money.
I'd be down for
mean?
That. That'd be hot.
Raise some money. Sam, you could be the ref.
He's like, okay.
For some reason, I think Siggy would let himself get pinned in that match.
What are you talking about, man? I would fight hard. I would fight so hard.
Fight hard.
Not.
Exactly. It would be hard, right?
say, well, wait a minute. Is that your other leg? Because I stepped out of the pool
already.
Wow. Like, can I have a towel, please? Somebody. Yeah.
You can tell the man's awake already this morning.
Oh, man, I'm wide awake.
Drinking all
early.
Those monsters you're bringing in.
Yeah, I'm glad I didn't offer you a monster, man. You've been bouncing off the wall.
You should have heard him last week. He had coffee then, a monster.
Yeah, say I won't be doing that again. Strictly Monster Energy this time. No coffee.
Strictly.
Yeah, 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 yeah. I'll take the Monster over the coffee.
That's like a crazy ride.
Yeah. Honestly, you feel like you're a kid again when you eat sugar. You're like, yeah, okay, let's go. Come on, let's go. Let's go now, right now.
Yep, exactly. So this is what I do before I start racing. I'm like, I'm going to gulp a bunch of Monster. I'll drink this. It's all good.
Hey,
I can run forever.
Yeah. Hey, say it works.
So let's learn a little bit about you guys and stuff. Peter, where were you born? Were you born here in L.A.?
I was born and raised here. My family is originally from New Orleans. And I was born and raised here.
Yeah, that's why I was wondering, because you do have the accent, the southern
Everyone
accent a little bit.
Everyone says that to me, but it's so funny because I was born and raised here. I guess it's something I just picked up from my grandparents.
He just talks.
Yeah, it's the family.
Aww.
Yeah, whatever people speak, whatever your parents speak at home, that's what you learn. You know, the accent too and stuff. So that's cool.
Damn, I'm in trouble.
Yeah. Siggy, were you born here in L.A. too?
Actually, yeah. I was born in Tarzana Medical at the time when they still listed black people as Negro.
Really?
Not to be funny, but when you look at my birth certificate, it says, date of birth, time, weight, and then it says race. It says Negro.
No way.
Yes, it does at a certain time. That's how
you can't be
us.
Much older than I am.
It's true.
I'm going to keep my age for the young women out there. I'm going to keep my age to myself.
No,
hold
way,
on, let me pull
that.
This gray hair out real quick. But no, actually, it's I was born in 77. Not
okay.
ashamed to say
See,
it. And,
you're older than me.
It was
okay.
it was real funny, but they did though. And that at the time when we first moved into Encino, they actually tried to burn our house down.
Really?
What?
With us asleep in it. We woke one night. We were asleep and it looked like the sun was out. We're like, wait a minute, it's 3 a.m. They had lit our orchard on fire. They lit the palm trees on fire.
Wow.
They lit the pool house on fire. And then,
Holy
you know,
shit.
Afterwards they found out who my father was. They're like, oh, your father's Jackie Jackson. Welcome to the neighborhood. After you tried to fucking cook us while we were sleeping.
Oh, my
God. You know what I mean? So then after that, it's, oh, welcome to the neighborhood. Oh, no more driving by, calling us monkeys in the driveway.
Wow.
None of that stuff. But and then after that, it was, can we get tickets to the concert?
Shut your face.
Like, hell no. You know what? Yeah, I got a ticket for you.
Peed all over them.
Man, we had, it's so funny. We actually had two nice neighbors that were next to us. We had a set of Mormons that were next to us and the nicest people in the world.
Right.
They were actually, their last names were the Michaels.
Oh, no.
And I'll never forget them. They were actually the sweetest people in the world. And then we had this Italian dude that my dad went and talked to, and somehow all the bullshit stopped after he talked to him. I don't know who the guy was, but we had no more problems. It was, welcome to the neighborhood. Nice to see
God.
You. I was like, after you tried to burn us out of here and
what
cook us
hell?
A Krispy Kreme.
Wow. That's insane.
It was,
and that's amazing. That's like in the 70s,
yeah,
80s, you said?
I was, wow. That was actually like mid-80s. We,
oh,
there's,
my God.
There's been some odd times around here. When we first moved into the valley, I mean, it was kind of like finding Waldo, but we were the chocolate chips in the valley, so it was like, bet you can't find a chip. And, you know what I mean? So we're running around, and, you know, my dad and them at the time, they actually were at the really height of their fame. They've always stayed famous, but seeing a black dude driving down the street in a Ferrari, it was really odd in the 80s. You know, it was real odd, and they were like, wait a minute, you would get pulled over all the time. Is this yours? I'm driving the damn car. What the fuck do you think it is? You know, so there was always a lot of stuff going on. But in that time, too, we met a lot of nice people, which actually in turn, and, you know, everyone thinks this music business is so huge.
Right.
It's actually the size
really
of a pin
small.
Dot.
It really is, huh? You run into people all the time.
And it's the same people you run into. And it's really about what you have left in your name, what respect you have left, and, you know, it's how you hold yourself, because it is the same people over and over, which started us to do the radio station. And because the business has changed so much, we said, you know what, I want to give these new artists a chance, because it's so hard to break through with all these people that have so much money. They'll go to a radio station, and sorry guys, but, you know, people are making hell of a nice livings just doing a radio station, but then they shove the same damn song down your throat
over and over.
So you know what? I grew up on music. Like I said, I grew up on rock and roll. I listen to country if it's right. I grew up in blues. If it's right, it's right. That's what music was about just hitting home and making that feeling. And that's what we wanted to do with people was listen. Hey, you know what? If we turn on some rock and roll, I grew up to Billy Idol. I grew up to White Wedding. I grew up to all that crazy stuff. I grew up, you know, that was more of my era. So I sat there and looked at it. You know, the rap at the time, it was almost being laughed at. They were like, oh, it's not going to go anywhere. It's not going to happen.
Yeah, that was the beginning of it. Huh?
Yeah. And then Yo MTV Raps popped up.
Right.
You know, and everyone remembers that. And we had Da Ha. We had everybody coming out saying stuff, and it just evolved. And we had the P. Diddy's. We had the Tupac's. We had, you know, Kool Moe Dee. We had EPMD. Everything popped up, and it started getting taken seriously.
Right.
And from all the talent that we have today, you know, even with them, they still have to abide by the rules. A lot of them are locked down in record deals. We only have the few Lil Wayne's and Jay-Z's that are actually running themselves and doing it. But everyone else is, so to say, entitled.
I see.
So what we want to do is say, hey, you know, before you lock your life away, come and play your music. Come and play it.
That's
We'll play it until someone hears it, or they say straight up, look, man, that shit is garbage. Take it off the fucking air. It's crap. You know.
And like you said, there's like all the radio stations. I mean, they play the same five songs over and over, and it's just like,
they're all on by Clear Channel.
Exactly.
Yeah. Clear Channel's
like,
and everything.
I mean, nothing personal, but I can't tell the difference between Drake and Lil Wayne. I like Lil Wayne, but Drake is becoming Drain to me, because you sound like Lil Wayne.
No, he
I'm
does.
Still waiting for Drake to stand up, because to be honest, he's talented. But I want to hear what he has to say. I don't want to hear you sounding like your boss.
Someone else. Right. Yeah.
And I can't tell the difference unless I hear Weezy go, oh, Weezy. I can't tell the difference.
Right.
So I just really want these new artists to stand up. And like I said, they can send in music anytime, and through LA Talk Radio and through Jackson Truth Radio, we want to give basically this new artist, say, here's your chance, man. You make yourself look
That's
good.
Awesome.
You make yourself look bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And no matter what, we're going to stand and support you and support our local artists because they don't do it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't support our artists.
Right.
And
no, they don't.
They're always
You're
looking somewhere
right.
else. That's yep. the, I mean, that's I hate to say it. Mm-hmm. That's the problem of America. They want to look everywhere else, but the problem is right here at the core.
Yep.
Right.
So,
yeah.
you know.
I think every one of our shows, we've had a new artist on there. I think almost
that's
every
great.
Single one. And
yeah.
And they've been great. Getting
been,
a
yeah.
great
yeah.
response from the fans around the world
That's
just because
awesome.
Of the name of the Jacksons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we get fans calling us from Africa,
yeah,
from
we had a few
Sweden,
call us. Which time we're like, really? Hold off another half an hour.
Yeah.
It'll be all right.
Just a little early.
Yeah.
It was pretty funny.
But
so,
you know what, though? They've supported us for so many
yeah.
years, and it's hard to even call them fans. I like to call them family that I haven't met yet
mm-hmm.
or family we haven't met.
That's cool.
Because, to be honest, most people forget, I mean, and it is easy to get caught up in the soup of this business,
mm-hmm.
is we're nothing without them. They're nothing without us. It's like yin and yang. We have to have them, and this is what, it kind of opens your soul up.
Yeah.
Right.
When you sit there and you say, I have to write something, you might be sitting there just looking on your Twitter or talking to a few people, and you go, you know what, if I can only help a few people before it's my time, before I get called home,
because
mm-hmm.
right.
I do ride motorbikes, so it's like 50-51. Every time
yeah.
you throw your leg over that side,
yeah,
it,
yeah.
honestly, it's you might have a good ride, but then you might not make it home.
Yep.
That's
so,
true, and you were aware yeah. of that, and you still ride, huh?
You know what's so funny?
I've
the
done
first
it.
Time
I've been
I,
there.
The first time I tangled motorcycle. With the pavement, and they were brushing my skin with that barbecue brush trying to get the pebbles out of it.
It's pretty gnarly, isn't it?
The first thing I said was, where's my motorcycle?
Yeah, that's what I did.
You're either going to know you're a rider
on a motorcycle.
Yeah, yeah.
The first time you hit the pavement, you're going to know you're either going to run away screaming like a girl, yeah. or you're going to be like, where the hell's my bike
I think
bike
you guys
at?
Are insane.
Yeah, no, yeah. I, but
this
that's
the LA,
thing.
The traffic it's, here. I'm scared to get in a car out here.
I know,
yeah.
you're right.
I'm the prick. I'm the dude. You cut me off,
you know
I'll kick your mirror off.
Cap
that. You know what? Cheers to that one.
Cheers
you know what I mean?
To that.
To all
exactly.
of our riders out there, keep it on one or two.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
I'll stay in my car, my real big SUV.
You know what? You and your gas-eating SUV.
Thank you very much.
See, he says all that, y'all, but he drives a Prius. He got a plug coming
it's
out
got
the tail.
Four wheels and some doors on it. That's all I need.
And a plug in from the exhaust pipe. I got to pull up and plug this in real
That's
quick.
That's hilarious.
All right.
But, yeah, so, no.
Yeah. I'm curious to hear some of your music, Siggy. What's a good song to play? I've got your screen up. And which one is the one you like?
Hmm.
I like the Life Ain't Easy with your dad. That's a great song.
He did Bitches one with and Hoes. I like Life Ain't Easy.
Okay,
this is a
let's
song.
Play that.
Let him introduce it real quick, because it's a song he did with his father, Jackie, is singing in the background. So.
Yeah. Really? And when did you guys do this song?
Actually, it was recorded a little over a year and a half ago. My memory gets so clouded, you know what I mean? I bang my head on the concrete. Somebody's like, hey, let's keep our ages in the bag, you know what I mean?
Hey, I'm older than you, so yeah.
I haven't wanted to say anything about it, but to everybody... This is Life Ain't Easy. It's actually with me and my father, Jackie Jackson. And if y'all wondering, also Jermaine is on there for some backgrounds. But life ain't easy, and it's hard to maintain.
Yo, I'm gonna tell you like this. If somebody told you that life is easy, they ain't your people. Ain't nobody handing out nothing in life, man.
It's hard to maintain.
So we all make mistakes, but that's what makes us human. You want that shine? Go get it.
Yeah, one down, five up, don't forget the clutch. Pipe screaming, throttle open, that over buck. Plus change, custom Vortex rocket, DID gold chain. Gas tank on a color chrome frame. Setting my foundation right with no games. Running life's highway like Ghost Rider leaving flames. Since I was a young lad, hard to tame. Know I got big shoes to fill with this last name. And I keep spitting as long as they love the voice, fuck the fame. Associates call me deals, my fam call me by my name. Dilate your pupils like seeing your parents bang. Make your jaw start to hang, the lyrics just stain your brain. And the ride ain't free, you gotta pay to ride the train. Pop told me the days are easy, but can you maintain? Life's no game, no mercy and no shame. Leave yourself out to blame when you left out in the rain. Son, life
ain't
easy.
I ain't asking nobody, nobody can slow us down. Son, life ain't easy, keep your feet on the ground. Ain't asking nobody, don't let them slow us down. This game ain't easy, keep your feet on the ground.
Chopped on that 1944, blown big block in, out, foot to the floor. Custom paint wheel with brake staggered rims and two door. Double the speed limit, if the law catch me for show, they slamming the door. So I'm running this road until they ain't no
money. The year paid up for the personal attorney. Keep the haters and the leeches and the scum up off me. Pop told me I'm walking loudly, I should walk softly. Shit could get costly, you could get lost, D. Stop speeding, young man, just cruise your thing. Your eyes are closed right now, but when they open, you see. Ain't no I in we to acquire the green. Yo, it takes a team to build your scene. You can run rich, but can you run lean? Son, life ain't easy.
Nobody, nobody can slow us down. Sunlight ain't easy. Keep your feet on the ground.
Life ain't
asking nobody. Don't let them slow us down.
To the office and
yeah,
my checks come in the mail.
That's right.
I'd rather post a new tax bracket
uh-huh.
than have to post bail.
Get it right, boy.
I stay fresh, no spoil date. What I spit never go stale. Life's a blessing but a bitch, and dog it go quick. So no digging my own ditches, no chasing my own tail. Just a success story, no time to fail. Each year I get closer to the goals I posted. A yacht for my pops, just the captain of ocean. My estate got gates, yo, it's crib be floating. Giving them something to talk about, a little commotion. And my sis, she covered dog from head to toe.
Awesome, man, awesome music. I love this.
Ah, thanks, man.
Sure.
Fun,
so, do you compose your music as well?
Yeah, we write it. My father did that with another producer. He did they do most of the beats and everything, but
right.
We got Brandon Howard, who sends me music, but I actually don't do the pressing buttons myself.
No,
I stay behind. I write the music. I organize the harmonies, melodies, right. Stuff like that. But
awesome. So you are involved in everything.
Yeah.
What about the lyrics? Do you write the lyrics too?
I always write my own lyrics.
Really?
Nice.
You can't have anybody else write for you. I mean,
that's
why Milli Vanilli got in trouble.
Actually, I write most of his lyrics for him.
Do you?
Yeah, and Mickey Mouse can build a house, and Donald Duck don't give a fuck. Yeah, that's Pete right there. So when y'all hear that, you know who wrote it. But no, that's one thing that most artists, that it took us a long time to get over, because a lot of times the producers back in the day, they wanted to produce the music, write it, and the artist would perform it.
Mm-hmm.
But back in the days, Ray Charles, a couple other people, and a lot of other people actually changed it to where they say, hey, the artist has to write their own music because we have publishing.
Right.
We have other rights that have to come in. And if an artist can't write his own music, it's not that it's bad.
Right.
But it's really hard to perform what somebody else wrote.
Really?
You can almost, if you start listening to music, you can kind of go, that doesn't sound like he really wrote that. That emotion, that feeling's not there. Like, I guess that's what makes country.
Mm-hmm.
So it has that feeling to it, because it's like if someone said, hey, here's a country song, and they're saying, sing about how your cow is sad.
Yeah.
Well, if you weren't really sad sitting there with your cow, you can't sing. You're going to be like, are you fucking serious? How the hell am I going to sing? You know, I mean, she thinks my tractor's sexy. Well, she had to, well, I hope she looked good. I hope she wasn't some three-toothed bandit talking about you're sexy on a tractor. But if that's what it was, it's hard to put that emotion behind it. Because if they said it to me, I'd be like, look, man, I'm not sexy on a tractor. I'm not sexy in a damn cornfield. I'm not trying to lay with you on a thing of hay. This shit's kind of uncomfortable. You know what
like
I mean?
Poking out.
There has to be your emotion behind it. But then there's also... you have to put your soul into it, and that's
passion.
Why.
Right.
Well, that's the thing. That's
makes
why if
sense.
you see artists, most people are like, oh, they're kind of weird. They're this. Well, it's hard to give. It's so to say, it's hard to pimp yourself out.
Mm.
You have to give a piece of your soul to the public, and most people don't understand it. Like we're on one side of the rope. They're like, oh, you're getting the camera flashes. You're getting that. We get shot at every day.
Yeah.
And you almost have to accept it. You can't just. We can't shoot back, because as soon as we say something, if you fart wrong in the wind,
it's
you're in the news.
Yeah, exactly.
It's over.
Yeah.
You know, so we have to almost, you have to get thick skin.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And so you have to put, and that's why everyone goes, why are they so unique? Because we're putting our soul in our heart. Most artists have their heart on their sleeve.
It's true. It's very true.
That's cool. Yeah. Now, Peter, when did you guys meet? A long time ago? How long have you known each other?
Pete might not want to say his age.
I've known him since basically he was born.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He said it the right way. It's like, I can't say I know him. We know each other, but
I can't remember
he knows
a time
me.
That we didn't know
so
him.
So you grew up together.
Yeah,
I done got a few ass whoopings from him.
Yeah, my mother and his mother were friends.
Very good friends.
And so basically just known him like family our whole life.
Wow.
If I wasn't at home, I was at their house. If they weren't at home, they were at our house. And it was mom and pop's going, right. Leaving.
Me and y'all my brothers used to kick his ass all the time.
Really?
Yeah. It was we had some get downs.
Yeah. We used to have fun just being boys, tearing up shit.
I bet.
Was it that one time I crashed that Mercedes goat cart?
Yeah.
Pops bought some little goat cart that had a Mercedes bought it. Man, I crashed.
He was
shit
a terror.
Sound like I was. I sound exactly like how I was.
My pops had a belt named Burn Rubber specifically for my ass.
I had a belt too.
Really?
Yeah, I got beat with a belt. My room was locked, turned around, so I was locked in my room.
Mm. See, but that's when you learn respect. These kids today, I'm sorry, but I could honestly say that if I would have told my pops, hey, you know what? You're getting your ass whipped today for doing something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? I'm going to call the cops. I could just hear the gun cocking. Click, click. Bow! We make another one. My shit still works. You know what I mean? Hey, man.
Sounds like my dad, too.
But today, exactly. Well, back in the days, it was if you got in trouble down the street from you, I almost would just wanted to get in trouble at home, because if you got in trouble down the street, everyone had a right to take some of your hide. So you would get your hide taken all the way when you get home. They'd be like, you got 5 minutes, and then I'm turning your hide another color.
No. Yep, exactly.
But today, these kids today, a lot of them, and nothing personal to the young kids out there listening, but don't forget who your parents are. Right. They're there for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
And to the parents, you have to stand up and you have to be in their life. And that's what a lot of we're lacking today. But I mean, I hate to say it. My mom was all in my goodies, man. Mm-hmm. I couldn't get her out my shit, but it makes me who I am today.
Yeah, right. It's true.
Exactly. You know, and all of these kids today, I mean, I heard this little kid, you effing bitch. To his mom.
Wait, did you guys see the guy on TV that shot his daughter's computer?
Yeah.
Did you guys talk about that already?
No.
That was funny. The guy that shot his daughter's computer because she was talking shit to him about him on Facebook.
And then
he filmed it and it was on TV. That
shot
this
the
is
computer.
My, this is my 45.
That's kind of funny. That's actually really funny.
It was hilarious.
Damn.
Yeah.
Sounds so American. You know, people just love to shoot here.
You know what?
My dad would have taken it and done
that. So whoever shot that computer, tips of the hat to me. Stay a parent. Be a good parent.
But you know what? It's really true, though, with kids today. You know, and teenagers especially, you know, they talk back to you. They don't have a lot of respect. You know, with my kids, it's a little different because, you know, we try to raise them right and everything. But they feel entitlement.
They
this generation.
I also feel, too, and I hate to say it, a lot of times now, I feel like back when we were growing up, we had like our mother that usually stayed at home.
Right.
And now it's like both parents are working nonstop. So they're not around as much. The kids are like, what do I do?
Right.
And then they're taking away after school programs or taking away, you know, all the art in schools and anything creative that we're like, you know, because most of us who act out, we're just creative. We need things to do.
Yeah.
Like, give me music, give me art, give me, you know, theater, whatever it is.
Well, don't forget we got these freaky teachers now.
Yeah, okay, that's true.
I don't know if I would have complained, though, because there's Miss Avery and a couple teachers that y'all could have gave me whatever you wanted in six
months.
Definitely
you see how pathetic guys are,
it's definitely, it's definitely a double standard.
You know?
It's a double standard when it's a male teacher on like a 16-year-old girl.
Yeah.
They want to like put that guy under the jail. But if it's a female teacher on a
16-year-old
girl, it's like everybody's high-fiving the kid.
Where was my teacher when I was young?
Like, that's my boy. You know?
Hey, man, I'm sitting home bragging. I'm be like, hey, Pops, did you see how fly she was? She was the PE teacher, too. Be like, you just jealous because I got it before you did. But no, there are a lot of teachers acting crazy, and I know it's harder because, I mean, we used to go, 5 days a week we were in school. Now they're cutting some of these schools down to 3 days a week.
That's insane. And I just think that's crazy.
Well, it's funny because, remember, we just went to Japan and did the show with my family and them.
Mm-hmm.
And a person we did, yo, what's up, Kaz? What's going on, man? What's up to all my people out there over in Japan? But the thing
they go
is
to school like 6 days a week,
I was
going
to say,
right?
Well, he goes to, his son goes to a school that's a normal just American school he goes to. But then on the weekends, he also goes to a school which they teach Japanese and everything.
Okay.
So through the whole week, he works. And he also does kendo.
Wow.
So that's swordsmanship. So, I mean,
that's
little
crazy.
Kid is working his ass off. And we sit here, we're complaining. I'm like, man, we're hardly working.
Yeah. No, that's true. I mean, this generation is totally different.
Yes, it is. It's a different cloth.
Well, what are you going to do, you know? We'll see when you kids are born. We'll see what happens then.
See, my parents already cursed me. They're like, I hope you have a kid who's just like you.
They say, so you can get a little bit of what we had to go through.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
that's what they all say.
Bring
it,
because now I know every trick in the damn book, and I would know how to handle it.
Say,
so.
Look, that's what the marathon's for. Now we just got to start doing some push-ups. Say, what's this for? I'm getting my arm and shape to whoop that ass.
Exactly.
Who am I kidding? Ass bad. I'm gonna do it. But yeah, I honestly, it would be nice to see some of these kids. They walk down the street. Now I don't know how the hell they do this, but they walk down the street looking at the ground.
I do that too.
I don't think there's a
I'm
kid.
I'm guilty.
But you know what, though? We've been through our changes, but yeah. These kids come out, I mean...
That's true.
They're 3 years old and can't talk, but can work a computer. You know what
yeah.
I mean? They can't talk. They don't even... They say by, what is it? By about one, you're supposed to have... a child's supposed to have at least 25 words.
Right, mm-hmm. Right.
The only thing they know is enter, shift, space. They can teach you. They can talk everything on computer.
Well, they're saying they can't write regular English anymore. Yeah. It's like LOL, all the, you know, right. All that stuff. They can't spell normal words.
Yeah, forget about handwriting. I mean, exactly. They don't even have to do that anymore.
I remember you had to learn. You had to learn everything. It's like, now you just... Hey, I'll just hit enter. I got hooked on phonics.
Spell check. It's all good. I don't have to worry about it.
Yeah, it's pretty bad. You type in the... Hey, I'm typing in the word wrong, and the computer says, did you mean this word?
Yeah,
like,
totally.
Man, go get a thesaurus or a dictionary, man. Go, just open the book up and read, you know?
Yeah.
But it'd be nice to see these kids actually put their computers down, put their little text phone down, and look up at the damn sun for a minute.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You see what's going on in the world.
And we used to be outside playing all day long. Now everyone's just on their computer, Facebook, and all that stuff all day long. It's crazy.
But it's also because it's not as safe outside as it used to be, you know?
Right.
Yeah,
we used to go outside and play on the street and everything, and now it's dangerous.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, when I have a kid, he's going to become a member of the MRI.
Yeah, somebody's going to pick up your kid and kidnap them. I mean, that's what happens today.
Yeah, I guess. But just I mean, you could be outside, but watch your kid. I don't know. I grew up.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Nowhere.
But we weren't
me.
Really watched. I mean, in my generation, we just go and come back at night.
Yeah,
nobody knew
where
we were.
Take off on our bikes and just be gone.
We should just make up the KRA, the Kids Rifle Association. Be like, you know what, man? My kid, I'm not worried about my kid.
We already have that.
Man, he's got a 44 and a 50 caliber, man.
We already
walked up on the wrong kid.
It's called...
Oh
called Bloods and Crips.
Yeah. But you know what, though?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody kidnapping them.
In Baltimore, yeah.
Exactly.
So they run up on them and be like, what's up, cuz? you in the wrong place to kidnap a kid. My Glock says you ain't going to have it that way. You know what I mean? Go over to Beverly Hills. Snatch one of them.
Oh, my God.
You know what I mean? It ain't going to happen. But there's honestly, and surprisingly, I don't know if you guys have noticed, man, the weirdos are coming out the woodworks lately.
Really? What do you mean, like weirdos?
I think there's always
from
weirdos.
Kids getting, I mean, there's always been, but they're really standing out from, I mean, kids getting molested, kids getting taken.
That's true.
Yeah.
I had a stalker
really
in my closet.
Yeah.
I had a
closet.
Stalker in my closet. No joke, dude.
That's like Family Guy. The
at your house, in your closet?
In my closet, wearing my dresses. And yes, that's the weirdest thing. He stole my underwear. I was whacking off with it. He peed on in my whole closet. He was in there for 3 hours. Yeah.
Dude, Todd.
I mean,
Todd, I told you not to go over there. What the fuck? Man, I told him not to go. She's right here. She heard me. Oh, damn it. I shouldn't have told her.
Funny.
That's crazy.
It was insane. Yeah. It was
They're
really
all coming
insane.
Out, though. I mean, to be honest, it's actually showing the hard times of the world right now.
Yeah.
You go around the world, and there's really a lot of hard times going on. But now... One family goes broke. Oh, I got to file bankruptcy, and all of a sudden I murdered my kids and hung myself.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you guys don't know hard times. There's some sensitive people out here, man.
Yeah. Like, it's just that, you know, I think there's more awareness. People report these things and everything where they didn't used to, you know.
I mean,
you'd have a teacher molesting kids and nobody would know.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, look at this Sandusky guy, you know. It's been like
years.
15, 20 years since, you know, since he did this. So... Yeah, I think it's always happened. I think the world has always had hard times. You know, I mean, it's even been worse than it is today.
They're just standing out. Like, now they're just like, you know what? I'm going to stick my chest out. I'm a perv and I'm proud of it.
Yeah.
Because they see other people get away with it. Like that chick who, like, you know, killed her kids in Florida, whatever her name is, that crazy chick. What's her name?
Casey Anthony.
Yeah. They see her get away with it. So, like, oh, well, I'll do it too. Like, fuck. No, and also, we have so many more prescription drugs out there. Like, oh, you're bipolar. Take this. Oh, try that. Whatever.
Yeah.
You know, I think that makes you even more freaking crazy.
Right.
You know what?
Say, I'm already loony enough. I don't need anything. I'm already off. So,
yeah.
My screw rolled down the street and I never went looking. I just never went looking for
Touché.
It. Touché. You know, I mean, it's somewhere in the pile. Somewhere there.
Yeah.
So, Siggy, you do live performances too, right?
Oh, yeah.
Where can people go and see you?
Actually, we got a few shows coming up. We have a tour. We have some tour dates that are coming up with my family.
Mm-hmm.
That my
we got a slot on Venice Beach this Saturday. He'll be
there. Hey,
I was like, oh, no way. Really?
I'll be holding the hat.
Well, I beat really up funny. The dude with the guitar and the rollerblades. We took his block over. You know what I mean? Yeah. But like I said, I'm the dude. I'm in the Batman suit. You know what I mean? He's in the Spider-Man suit. Right. We got a hat on the floor. Sweet. We pop, lock, and rap for money.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But to be real honest, we have some few. We have.
Sorry,
few
now I have the visual.
Up.
I'm sorry.
I know. Pop, lock, and then I'm not wearing. I got my mohawk out with the pop lock. It would be bad. You know what I mean? We'll beg for money. I'm not mad. But, no, we have a few shows coming up, and there's some live performances. We're probably going to do a House of Blues.
Nice.
Oh,
there's,
nice.
There's a couple things. We've been debating on an Earth Day show, and, of course,
cool.
The biggest thing is the tours with my father and them.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to start, actually. We're going to start in California, I mean, just all of the United States, and then it's going to go from there to the East and the UK. So
awesome. That's cool. So the whole family's doing this tour?
Not the whole family, just the Jacksons, actually.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. So and
cool.
There's gonna be some surprises, I believe, for everybody.
Wow.
They're gonna be happy, and it's always fun for me to get to see my pops on stage.
Yeah.
That's gotta be cool.
What
yeah.
What the heck, and to be with them on the stage, right?
Yeah.
Well, it's just all the years of work, watching them put in all that hard work. You start to really see what goes into it. When we were kids, we were like, you just kind of got dragged around by your collar, like, come here, you sit here, man, go there, and you know, don't say anything,
right.
Stay back here. But now you're like, damn, man, you guys have been rehearsing from 6 in the morning to 8 at night. Then you go from there, you do interviews. Then from there, you got to go to sound check. And then you got a show. Then you sleep for 4 hours. Then you're back to rehearsal, back to sound check. Everyone's like, man, they're getting so much money. Like, you don't know what it's like to be half dead sitting on that stage and having a smile. It's like, let me put on my porcelain face real quick and let me go smile.
Yeah.
But the fans are so great.
Yeah.
And they've supported for so many years. So it's... You want to give them the best that you got.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
and
so.
You guys were just in Japan, you were saying, right?
Yeah, it's...
What was that like?
Great.
Did they love you there?
They love you there. You guys
not
are
as,
really well known over there.
Not
I mean,
as
like,
much as we love them over there.
I mean, you have to go to our
so
YouTube.
Nice.
We have a YouTube channel, Jackson Truth Media, on YouTube. And there's actually a clip of his performance that we have posted on there, which is
Yuya.
Real good. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Very talented artist out there.
Cool.
And there was a lady named I. They did a song called Letter in the Sky with my father and them. And they recorded it. They recorded it that day, shot the video that day. And when they released it, it was the number one single, and I believe it's still in the top 10 up there.
Wow,
really?
That's great.
Doing well, and to
awesome.
I out there, she's a sweetheart. It, the thing is you go to these other countries, and the city is so clean.
Mm-hmm.
It's like they have no trash. There's no trash cans. Like everything out here, every 10 steps is a trash can.
Yep.
Trash is everywhere except in the damn trash can. Out there, they have no trash cans.
Right.
And there's not a piece of gum on the street.
Huh?
They really
wow.
love their country.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You go to Europe, it's the same thing.
That's true.
People are different. You walk by someone out there and say hi, they go hi. You know, out here, you say hi to somebody, they're like, what the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah.
Do I know you're
talking
but
that,
yeah. But that's L.A. It's not the whole country, you know, with all due respect to her.
It's true, but if you think about it, some of these countries, they have more poverty. I mean, you look at a place like Japan, they just had that
big disaster
happen, and everyone still stands up and stands. The people there are so nice.
Mm-hmm.
And you actually get to see, and they're so ahead on technology. Man, we're behind.
Yeah. Ooh. I'm sure.
But the food is great.
Yeah.
Love the food. Europe, I love the people, but I can't eat any more mayonnaise. I can't eat any more damn
And I have to say, in the UK, it's so bland. They have no spices. I'm like,
that's
this is
true.
So boring. All I can eat is soup and fish because everything
else is
like...
How do you mess up a hamburger?
What? It is so... I know.
We were there. I was living off of French fries and salad for a while.
I mean,
it was salad, French fries, and fruit.
I got down so tiny because I was like, I'm not eating any of their shit.
Hey, it's a... But you know what though, it was great in Japan. The people were great. It's always good to get out and see that there's a different part of the world, because sometimes you get stuck staying in America and you go, you know, there's nothing else but here. But as soon as you leave, you go, you know what? There's so much more to the world.
Yeah, there's a whole world out
scared.
There for sure.
Yeah.
And people that get to travel are really lucky, you know. So awesome. Do you guys want to give out some of the plugs? You mentioned YouTube, right?
Right.
And
Twitters or is there a fan page?
Yeah, what's your Twitter?
Well, you can go check Peter. You know, Peter Marine.
Why don't you do your plugs and I'll do my plugs? How about that?
Sounds fair.
I'm sorry.
He's about to give out your address.
Exactly. You know, I'll
give out your phone number. You know that.
Oh, damn.
You should see some of his fans.
We could get grimy. Oh. We could get grimy. Don't get blindsided.
All right. You can find him at Official Deals on Twitter. I'm at PMarine4 on Twitter. We have the YouTube channel, which is Jackson Truth Media at YouTube. And
also,
thejacksons.com.
And Jackson Truth Radio, of course, which is coming up next, folks. So stay tuned.
Every Tuesday.
Yes, every Tuesday at 11.
I'm holding you to that oil wrestling.
Ooh.
Yeah.
All right, guys. We got to wrap up so you guys can get ready now.
Thanks for having us on again.
Absolutely. Thanks for joining us.
Any day.
For sure. And you're welcome back anytime.
Yeah, please do.
All right. All the best, guys. Okay, everybody, thanks for joining us.
Have a great week, everybody.
Yes, and we'll see you all tomorrow.
Listening to Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Bridgetta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.